It was all working for my good. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell me something good, D. Hill. We are continuing the 40-day journey to obedience, and today is day 17. Day 17. The scripture for this morning comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 23. That's chapter 7, verse 23. The New International Version reads, "But I gave them this command, obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in obedience to all I command you, that it may go well with you." Amen. In this chapter, Jeremiah delivers a message to the people of Judah who turned from genuine, wholehearted devotion to God to empty rituals and reckless idolatry. Jeremiah warns the people to change their ways and reminds them of the Lord's command, "Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk in all the way that I command you, that it may be well with you." Let us pray. Good morning, Heavenly Father and all-wise God. Thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for a fresh start, O God. Thank you for watching over us through the night, O Lord. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, allowing us to try again to make better choices, O Lord. Teaching us to obey your commandments, O Lord. I pray that we always acknowledge you, Lord God. Thank you for recovery, Lord God. I pray we all had a good night's rest and we're feeling refreshed and we don't feel the loss of an hour, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for a new day, Lord God. Thank you for getting us up early, a new start of the week, Lord God. I pray that we truly follow your ways and not just rituals, Lord God. I pray that we listen carefully to your voice, Lord God, and do what is right in your sight, Lord God. Let us follow. Let us follow your ways, and you promise to walk among us, Lord God. We thank you. Thank you that we are not alone, Lord God. I know there are times where we may feel alone or feel like no one understands or hasn't been where we are, Lord God, but we know that you are always there, Lord God, that there's nothing under the sun that has happened that has not happened before, and you got us through, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for always being with us, Lord God. We thank you for the comfort you provide in knowing that we are not alone, Lord God, that we can go through anything, Lord God, is just we continue to press forward, Lord God, to get through it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being there for us, Lord God, loving us enough that we may never face things alone, Lord God. As the world goes, as the world turns, as they say, and different things are happening to different people at the same time, Lord God. Some people are dealing with several issues at once, Lord God, but we know you are in the midst, Lord God, and that's comforting. That's comforting to know that you are always with us, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are proud to be called our God, Lord God, and that you are our God, and we are your people, Lord God, and we trust you, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. We pray that we develop an honest relationship with you, Lord God, an authentic relationship with you, Lord God, that we could come to you. We could come to you like we're doing right now, Lord God, with our cares, Lord God, and you hear us, Lord God. We believe that you hear us, Lord God, and you will work things out, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this call, Lord God. We thank you for your people, Lord God, that are eager to wake up and hear from you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this new day, Lord God, this new week that you've given us, Lord God. And this morning, Lord God, this morning from our prayer list, Lord God, we are asking, Lord God, we're asking for healing, Lord God. We come praying for healing, Lord God, healing and restoration for a few people, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. We know that these people may have individual concerns, Lord God, but we know that your touch, Lord God, a touch, a word, a thought from you, Lord God, can take care of everything and all of these people, Lord God, all of their issues, Lord God. We've been reading your word, Lord God, and we know the miracles that you've performed, Lord God, that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. But a touch from you, Lord God, just a word from you, Lord God, knows that you can handle, you can take care of it all, Lord God. So this morning, Lord God, we are lifting up Minister Kirsten Holden, Lord God, who fell and fractured her ankle, Lord God. We pray for healing, Lord God. We pray for healing of the ankle, a fracture. We know a small fracture, a crack, can be very painful, Lord God, can hinder her ability to walk, Lord God. We know you can't press weight on a fractured ankle, Lord God. So we pray for Minister Kirsten Holden, Lord God. We pray that that she is not in too much pain, Lord God, that her ankle has been wrapped and secure, Lord God, and is on the mend, Lord God. So we pray for her, Lord God. We pray that she don't have to move around too much, that her ankle will have time to heal, Lord God. That we pray for the body, Lord God, and the bones, and pray for calcium, Lord God, that will restore her bones and strengthen her bones quickly, Lord God, and effectively, Lord God, so that she will be back to normal as soon as possible, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you for her. We're also lifting up Dolores Rose, who's feeling ill and in the hospital, Lord God. You know all about Sister Dolores Rose, Lord God, and we pray that she is getting the care that she needs, Lord God, that the care that will restore her, Lord God, that she will be right and restored, Lord God. So we lift up Sister Dolores Rose this morning, Lord God. We also lift up Brother Samuel James, who's also in the hospital waiting for test results, Lord God. You know all about your people, Lord God, and we lift them up, Lord God. We are grateful that they know where to go to get help, Lord God. We pray that they are receiving the help they need. We pray for good results, Lord God, and we pray for a good healing, Lord God, a good road to recovery, Lord God. Excuse me. This morning we lift up Nikon Strickland, Lord God, who has several severe medical issues, Lord God. We are praying for restoration for him, Lord God, praying for his organs and his bodily senses, Lord God. We pray that he gets the help that he needs, Lord God, and a direct path to healing, Lord God, that the doctors know what's going on and to prescribe the things that he needs for healing to his body, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray for these things, Lord God. We are also lifting up Sharon Green this morning, Lord God, and we're praying for her strength and her
patience, Lord God, as she takes care of her parents, Lord God. We thank you that her 92-year-old mother came out of the hospital, Lord God. We thank you for that, Lord God, and that the very next day, Lord God, her father was put in hospice care, Lord God. So we thank you for these things that are happening simultaneously, Lord God, for Sharon Green, Lord God. But we pray for her strength, Lord God, that you continue to walk with her, Lord God, that you continue to be her strength, Lord God, her comfort, and let her know that she is not alone, Lord God. We pray for her, Lord God, as she's dealing with two things at the same time, Lord God. We pray for her, Lord God. We pray for her community that is surrounding her, Lord God, that are encouraging her, Lord God. We thank God for Sister Sheila, who put her name on the prayer list, Lord God, and know that she needs help, Lord God, that she needs strength, Lord God, to deal with these things that are happening, Lord God. We thank you for her, Lord God. We pray that she has the strength to continue, the patience, Lord God, that she finds peace in this situation, Lord God. We lift her and other caretakers up, Lord God, who are dealing with this, Lord God. We pray for our Minister Karen, who's a caretaker, Lord God, and has to deal with people that you care for, Lord God, and sometimes they have completed their task, Lord God, and went home to be with the Lord, and you are dealt with dealing with the grief of that, Lord God, and it's a job, yes, but you do get attached to people, Lord God. So we pray for caretakers, Lord God. We know that they have a job to do, Lord God, but the emotion, Lord God, and the care and the God in you cares for people that you take care of, Lord God. So we lift up these people, Lord God, and we thank you, and these folks are needed, Lord God, the caretakers, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for them, Lord God, and we ask a special blessing on those that take care of other people, Lord God. We know that it's so hard sometimes to just get through your day and get through the things you need to do for you, Lord God. But it's a special kind of person that cares for others, Lord God, that will go beyond their way to make sure someone else is comfortable and someone else has what they need who can't do for themselves, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you, and we lift them up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are also praying this morning, praying for peace, Lord God, peace in this nation as this thing is happening, Lord God, right now, Lord God. I don't even want to say the word, Lord God, but you know what's going on, Lord God. We pray for peace. We pray for peace. We pray for communication, Lord God. We pray that things can be worked out with words, Lord God, and agreements, Lord God. We have to live in this world, Lord God, and we pray for peace with other countries, Lord God. We pray for peace within our nation. We pray for leadership, Lord God, in a nation, leadership that would lead the people in the right way, Lord God. We pray for those people who are out of the country, Lord God, that needs to get home, Lord God. We pray for safe travel. We pray for Americans that need to return home, whether they're working in other countries, they're on vacation, they're in the military, Lord God. We pray that people get home safely, Lord God. We know things are going on, and we just pray. We pray for the people, Lord God. We pray for those that are protecting our country, Lord God. We pray for those that are protecting the borders, Lord God. We just pray for peace. We pray for peace, Lord God. We pray for peace in this world that we are in now. We would think that we can make agreements and work things out, that we would be able to live amongst each other, live with each other, Lord God. And Lord God, we need you, Lord God. We need you to step in and make things right, Lord God. Rectify things, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you be with us, Lord God. Be with the world. Your word says that God so loved the world, Lord God. The world, and you put it all together, Lord God, and you could work things out. We know that you can handle things, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God. We pray, Lord God. We're praying for this morning. We're also lifting up our Pastor Lucy, Lord God, who we're praying for her defense, Lord God. She passed with limited updates on her dissertation, Lord God. We're praying for Pastor Lucy, Lord God, in her defense, Lord God. We know that there a lot of work goes into preparing these dissertations so she can maybe become a doctor, Lord God. So we praying for her and all the hard work that she's put into it. We pray that they receive it, Lord God. May she pass with limited updates, Lord God, so she can defend her doctorate degree, Lord God. And we pray for those that are on that path, Lord God, that are on that path to becoming a doctor in their study, Lord God, in their focus, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We ask that you continue to be with them, Lord God, and lift them and keep them, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. I would like to pray for everyone on this line, Lord God, everyone who continues to wake up early at the beginning of the week for this Monday morning call, Lord God, to cast their cares onto you, Lord God. So we pray for those this morning. We pray for the Beloved Ministries, Lord God, the Acts in Faith. Prayer is so important, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for communication, Lord God. We pray that everyone strengthens their prayer life, Lord God. If it's 1 minute, 2 minutes, just talk to God in your own way, Lord God. In your own way, Lord God. He hears you. He knows you. He knows how you speak, Lord God. He knows to listen for your voice, your style, just how we listen to his voice, and we know the voice of our parents. We know the voice of our God. We know when things come from him and when things are off. We know that certain things are not from God. And that's what they're talking about in Jeremiah, the things, the idols. We know some things are not of God. We know that God doesn't like chaos and only worship to God, not to man or a temple or a structure or no, true, authentic worship to God. And just like we know and we pray that we can listen for his voice, God knows us. And he knows our voice. So we don't need to pray like anybody else. We got to pray and talk to God in our own way, and he will hear us. He will hear us, Lord God. So we thank you, and we thank you for all these prayers, Lord God. We thank you for those that that will send their prayers into our prayer list, Lord God, so that we may lift you up in prayer today and all week, Lord God. And we thank you, and we ask all of these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. Thank you for continuing to be with us on our 40-day journey. It's day 17. You could catch up or you could continue from here. We still have a way to go, Lord God. So we ask that you continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. So please continue to send your prayer requests to actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806#. And visit our website at belovedministriesny.com. You could get the 40-day journey there, and you could get all of our upcoming events. If you're on this call now and you have not registered for BBS, please do so. This Saturday is BBS, where we will overview the Book of Mark.
So please register. Please register for that. The deadline is coming up, so please get that in. And we thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. I will release the line so that we all may greet each other. Thank you.